proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining us today. Since 1949, almost 70 years now, International Board of Jewish Missions has had a unique history that begins with our founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus. He was born in 1896 in Austria into an Orthodox Jewish home. From humble beginnings, Dr. Gardenhaus eventually came to America as a young man looking for a bright future. What he found, though, was something far greater. Mostly due to the influence of his older brother Zev, Jacob found the ultimate treasure in accepting Jesus as his personal Messiah. From this moment, Jacob's life was changed forever. This was truly a miracle that occurred in his heart. And today, I would like to present to you a very special and rare recording. What you are about to hear in just a moment is Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus's personal testimony in his own words. Now here, without further ado, is Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus.
This is Jacob Gardenhaus, founder and president of the International Board of Jewish Missions, Incorporated, speaking. Let me tell you something of my own life story in a few brief words. I am an Austrian by birth, a Jew by accident, an American by choice, a Christian by the grace of God, and a Baptist by conviction. However, I have enjoyed fellowship far greater with born-again Christians who are not Baptist than with Baptists who do not act like Christians. After all, it is Christ who unites us by his love and grace. He is the one who has broken down the middle wall of partition and made us all one in him. After much prayer, seeking the Lord's guidance, he directed us to move our World Jewish Mission headquarters to Chattanooga, Tennessee. I can say with the Apostle Paul, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." I can also say with him, "I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh." It is my prayer that this story may be used of God to inspire and encourage you to pray and work for the peace of Jerusalem.
I trust you were blessed by this testimony from IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus. Within the heart of a founder lies a pioneer spirit, a surrendered life, and a desire to see others join in his vision. As Dr. Gardenhaus labored in establishing International Board of Jewish Missions, he gave glory to God. Dr. Gardenhaus modeled this international call as he traveled around the world preaching the gospel and encouraging Christians of the importance of reaching the Jewish people as well as Gentiles for the Messiah. After many years of service, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus went home to be with the Lord in 1984, but his legacy still lives on today. His heartbeat is found in Romans 1:16, praying that the gospel would go to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. Now, almost 70 years later, International Board of Jewish Missions has remained committed in carrying the gospel around the world to the Jew first. Thousands have been saved as a result of these efforts. Our desire here at IBJM is that God will be glorified through the ministry here at International Board of Jewish Missions. Please pray for us in this endeavor. I invite you to pray for our workers around the world and praying for their safety, their success, as well as their support. We thank the Lord for using Dr. and Mrs. Jacob Gardenhaus in founding this mission and ask you to pray for us and our workers around the world. I invite you to come back tomorrow as we will hear another special recording, this time from Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus's wife, Mrs. Lillian Gardenhaus, who is the daughter of a cantor in Toronto. I know this will be a blessing to you as well as it has been to me. And as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.